Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Preston.
LSAT Maestros. Am I saying that right?
I'd say Maestros.
Maestros. So the AE becomes an I sound. That's weird. Maestros. Ben and Nathan, about a month ago, I got an all-time LSAT high of 164, undoubtedly from mastering logic games. Motivated, I started to study 5 to 7 hours a day using the demon to press forward on logical reasoning. While I have scored a -3 as my best, I have been in a rut for the past few days and can't break a -6. I don't know if I'd read too much in the past few days, but okay. Feeling demoralized because I know I've done it, but I can't seem to get back to -3. I've decided to take a break for a day or two and reduce my hours to 3 hours a day after watching a previous podcast where the two of you discussed the most time one should commit to the LSAT daily. While nobody knows the outcomes of the future, I predict I'll see some drilled section improvement in LR after a break and reduced hours. Seeing that's what many of the tutors on the demon say as well as the two of you. I can't quantify why, even though this is sage advice. Why does less equal more?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily. You don't know that this is going to be the case for you right now. But we do have a pretty good track record of telling people, hey, slow down, do less, but get more out of it. I don't know. I can start by saying, the LSAT makes perfect sense on its face if you read it carefully enough to make perfect sense out of it. It's not like you need to memorize, like you're drilling flashcards or whatever to memorize something. Instead, it's just this discipline of like, get focused on this one question, read it as carefully as you need to read it in order to make the connections that they're looking for you to make. Predict the answer.
Yeah.
And if you do that slowly and carefully and one question at a time with this devotion to the idea that you really can solve these questions, if you have that mindset, then yeah, your studying tends to be a lot more effective. You know, one high quality hour where you're like really disciplined about, hey, I should be able to answer these questions. I'm going to take my time with them. I'm going to be careful with them. I'm not going to guess. It's not going to be like, oh, 50-50 and yeah, okay, I'll pick this one and hope I'm right. Instead, it's like 50-50. Okay, I'm going to dig in now and I'm going to figure out which one of these is right and which one of them is wrong for concrete reasons. Once you learn how to do that, you've like unlocked a major, I want to say unlocked a key, which doesn't make any sense, you know, but you have like, you have solved a critical part of the LSAT puzzle, which is just this realization that the words on the page are going to correct. They're going to justify one of the answers. Like one of the answers is just right.
Yeah.
Because of what it says on the page, not because of any arcane LSAT knowledge, but because that's the one that answers that question. And sometimes I think when people do too much prep, you know, they're just like, well, I'm trying to do this whole practice test and review it today for my 6 hour study day.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, how about you do one question and solve it? And then you don't even need to review it because you solved it.
Yeah. There's that moment, right? When you're doing a question and you're debating between two answers or you're unsure about the answer that you chose, and people, they just want to click submit. They just want to end it. And it's like, no, that's where the real progress is taking place. So don't skip over it.
Yeah.
And it might be painful, but the effort that you put in there is going to be astronomically more beneficial and require way less studying than let's just hammer out more and more of these. In fact, you're just developing the habit of getting to the edge and then giving up, and as opposed to getting to the edge and pushing over it.
Have you done any LR drilling in class, like the way I do now, where I just drill from my Demon account and I share my screen back to the class.
No.
One major benefit of that is that it takes the submit button away from the student. Right? They're looking at the question on the screen. And they could take the keywords and do demon search. And I'm sure some of them are like, you know, jumping
already
the gun.
Finding it. Yeah.
But other people aren't. Other people are just using the question on the screen. And then what I ask them to do is solve the question. When you've solved it, send me your answer privately in the chat.
Yeah.
And they do. But as I watch the answers come in, it's also the case that like a quarter of the class goes, no, wait, D. Actually, no, it's E.
Yeah.
And I think that what they're doing when they're studying on their own is they're like picking whatever the first answer was and hitting submit. And then it turns red. Oh, no, I missed it.
Yep.
And it's kind of unfortunate because I've been able to see through this way of teaching LSAT in classes, I've been able to see people come up with a wrong answer and then 30 seconds later come up with the right answer.
Mm.
You know? And I haven't yet shown them, like they don't know what the right answer is, but they're grappling with it for longer than they thought they needed to grapple with it.
Yeah.
Another thing that I've noticed by just watching the chat, you know, I'm just watching those answers come in and really frequently the answers will sound like B, D, C, 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 C. What's going on there?
Yeah, the fast wrong answer comes in.
Right. And then I type to them in the chat. I'm like, you sure? Yours was the first answer and it's different from all the other ones.
Yep.
Like if your answer is different from all the other ones, then it's wrong. So like you're just not doing the work to like actually solve it.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe Preston's problem, you know, being in a rut. Studying 5 to 7 hours a day.
Yeah, it sounds like doing a lot of work, but not a lot of like of the right kind of work, really. It's more about clicking.
Yeah, right. We should be going for clicks, not going for hours. It's just I'm not impressed with your 5 to 7 hours a day.
I use clicks in a slightly different way. I was saying Preston's like clicking through the demon.
Oh, right? Like, yeah, yeah. Right.
So we don't want
what's
those
next,
clicks.
What's next? What's next? Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, and instead you should be doing one question until you feel the click.
Then you're allowed to click.
Then you can click the answer. Okay, this is stupid. No, but Preston, you got to slow down. You got to do less work. You got to just focus on real understanding. If you focus on real understanding, then, you know, if you only did 1 hour, but you like actually solved all of the questions for that entire hour, high five.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's great work. And so you say you cut it down to 3 hours. I mean, you might want to consider cutting it down to 1 hour, at least on some days, maybe cut it down to 1 hour. And in that 1 hour, just make sure okay, I'm going to start drilling and I'm not going to miss a single question.
Yep.
Take your time to solve those questions. Just try to go for an hour straight of drilling without missing a question. If you do that, the demon will be giving you the very hardest questions, but you can still sit there patiently and solve them. And if you do that for an hour, I think you've done a lot more than what most people get done in 5 to 7 hours. Should we leave it there?
Yep. Thanks for writing in, Preston. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.